Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of Where the White Coats Come Off podcast. If you are a pre-PA, then you are in the right spot. We are so excited to be a part of your journey and to help you get accepted to PA school. Before we get into today's episode, we just want to let you in on something huge. We are doing a free 3-day workshop to create your strongest, best PA school application. You can absolutely get accepted to PA school with a low GPA or other weakness if you apply the right way to the right schools for you and your stats, and with your strongest application, all of which we will be covering at our free 3-day workshop to put together your most competitive app. It's happening April 6th through 8th, again, totally free, and it's gonna be so much fun. Not only are we covering a different part of your CASPA app each day, but there's going to be giveaways and hot seats. Basically, it's going to be epic. So mark your calendars for April 6th through 8th at 7 p.m. Eastern. This will make such a huge difference between you getting acceptances and waitlisted or rejections. So don't miss this huge opportunity. The link to sign up is in the episode notes, and we can't wait to see you there. Literally counting down the days until we get to hang out. Go sign up now for your best, strongest PA school application. Now on to today's episode.
So today I want to talk about deeper why. Your deeper why about why you want to go to PA school. And if you follow us at all, you've probably heard the term deeper why. And that is just something that we refer to as your deep reason why you want to go to PA school. And the reason this is important is because this really needs to come through in your application, specifically in your personal statement. So a lot of people have been wanted to be a PA or maybe just in the medical field. Maybe you wanted to be an MD first or a physical therapist or something like that. A lot of us have wanted to be in the medical field or the healthcare field for so long that we've actually forgotten our deeper why, right? If you remember, hey, when's the first time that I thought I wanted to go into medicine? A lot of us have a hard time pinpointing that. It's been a journey, maybe in high school for you, or maybe in college, somehow, somewhere, you finally figured out medicine is for you. But when, right? Do you remember the specific day? Do you remember the specific time? And some of us do, and some of us are like, wow, I've been on this journey forever. I've just always kind of knew medicine. I always kind of knew healthcare. I grew up, I like the human body. We hear that a lot, right? And there's nothing wrong with that. But in your personal statement, if you can be more specific, if you can really dive deep into your feelings and your thoughts and your hopes and your wishes and your dreams, it's going to be so much stronger. It's going to be so much stronger to talk about the specific incident than to just say, oh, I always loved the human body and I was fascinated with biology, right? Because a lot of people can say that. And there's nothing wrong with saying that. But if you can say why you love the human body, why you are fascinated with biology, if you can really dig down deep and kind of tell us your origin story, right? What engendered this desire to help others, right? When there's so many other jobs out there, that can be really, really powerful. So what we tell students to do if they're trying to figure out their deeper why, they're not really sure, and sometimes it's, guys, it's subconscious. Sometimes you don't even know this is your deeper why until you really start to dive down deep and you're like, whoa, I didn't even know that that was the reason. I didn't know that, you know, my grandparents dying a preventable disease when I was a kid in Mexico, and then we immigrated here and the healthcare system's so different. I didn't know that that was why, right? Or I didn't know it was my sister who got, you know, sick when I was young and I saw the hospital and there was this one provider that was just so caring to me. And I didn't know that that was the reason why. I was so young. I'd never considered that that maybe that's what kind of started me on this journey. So we hear a lot of these different things. And so really, really try and figure out like what that why is. So we tell students what you need to do is say, okay, if I ask you, why do you want to be PA? What would you say in one sentence? So maybe you'd say, well, I want to be PA because I want to serve others. Okay. And then ask yourself why again. Why do you want to serve others? Right? Maybe let's say it's you're deeply religious and it's part of your religion, okay? Or maybe you want to serve others because someone served you as a child, for example, or as an adult or someone in your family member, and it made a huge difference in their life, right? And you want to serve others. And you're like, okay, well, why did that experience make you want to serve? Because some people have those similar experiences. Maybe they have a similar health scare themselves or a similar experience with a provider. And not everybody wants to go into medicine, right? Sometimes it scares people away from medicine. Let's take COVID, for example. So COVID, we all know, super traumatic for all communities across the world. And here we saw some people who maybe were on an engineering track or maybe wanted to be a teacher, and they 100% did a 180 and said, wow, I want to be in healthcare. Like COVID made them run towards healthcare, while COVID made some other people run away. So if it made you run towards healthcare, why? Why did you have the exact opposite reaction as someone else? Neither one is good or bad, right? Everybody's kind of got their own path in life. But why does something in your life make you want to go to medicine while the same thing made your sister not want to go into medicine, right? Or made someone else want to do counseling, or made, you know, your family want to do business or something like that, right? So really dive deep into these experiences and let the reader know, like, what were your hopes and dreams? What were your thoughts? How did you feel about that? Because what we get is sometimes people have good experiences and they kind of know, and they talk about the experiences and it's a super interesting story, but they never really tie it back to how that experience made them want to be a PA, right? So if you have a really interesting story, that's great. Stories are very powerful. Use that in your personal statement, but you can't just tell the story or it's just an interesting story, right? You don't get like bonus points for having a cool story, right? That's just not the way it works. This is not creative writing, right? This is not a novel. This is why you want to be a PA. So if you tell a story, like let's say your grandmother was sick with cancer when you were a kid and you remember visiting her in the hospital and everything was scary and it smelled weird, you know, whatever, right? Okay, that's a story, but you need to say how that made you want to be a PA. It's not about the story. It's about how the story affected you. It's about how the story affected your journey. And so we see this a lot in the personal statements that we edit, that they have great stories. And I'm like, oh, you just need to tie it back now. Like, you're missing that final piece to make the reader say, oh, I totally understand why you want to go to PA school, right? I totally get that, right? I totally understand how that affected your journey, because you leave out that part. And it's such a strong and powerful part. And that's part of what we call your deeper why. Why do you want to go to PA school? Why do you want to serve others? Not everybody wants to go to PA school. I know, right? Weird. We don't understand it, but it's true. Not everybody wants to go to PA school. So what is your deeper why? Why do you want to go? And sometimes you have to keep asking yourself, why? I want to do this. Well, because I want to serve. Well, why do you want to serve? Well, I want to serve because, you know, I want a life of meaning. Well, why do you want a life of meaning? And you get down, 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 and keep asking yourself why. And guys, it can get uncomfortable sometimes. Sometimes it's really hard to articulate. Sometimes you've wanted this dream for so long that you're not actually sure. But if you keep asking yourself why, some of these really deep things will pop up, and that's what you want to write about. After someone reads your personal statement, you want them to say, I don't care what their grades were. I don't care what their test scores were. I want to interview this student. Like, they sound so amazing. They've got such a good why. I truly understand why they want to go to PA school. That is who they want to interview, right? Because the reality is, PA school gets hard. And some people opt out. Some people say, nope, I'm not going to do it. Some people don't have that deeper why. And so when it comes to putting in the extra hours and, you know, missing family events and missing things, they just don't, right? And they don't make it through because their why isn't strong enough. So schools don't want to accept students if we think that their why isn't strong enough, that they're not going to make it through. Because we want you to make you through. You want to make through. Like, we want more providers out there. We don't want students not to make it through PA school. And so those who have a deeper why have a better chance because they can come back to that why. If you just want a good job that pays a lot of money, I mean, you can do that easily with other degrees, right? You don't have to go to PA school. You don't have to kind of go to grad school. You can do that without even a degree, right? There's a lot of people who have really great jobs that didn't even go to college. So if you truly want to be a PA, though, if you truly want to serve others in a healthcare capacity, then you need to kind of figure out what that deeper why is, and you need to tell them, because then they'll believe it, right? They'll say, ah, okay, I know this student. This sounds so powerful that this student will do whatever they can to get through PA school. And that's what you want them to think, because you want them to have confidence in you, or they're not going to accept you. We don't accept students that we're not sure are going to make it through, or pretty sure, right? We want students to be able to handle the material. We want them to be able to fall back on their why, because once we accept you guys, you're like family. I mean, it truly is. Like, once we accept you in our cohort, like, we don't want to lose anybody, right? We want everybody to make it through because we accepted you, because we believed in you. And so having that deeper why can just really convince the admissions committee to accept you, and it makes you stand out, right? So a lot of people might talk about kind of non-specific things, and the more general and non-specific, like loving the human body, that kind of thing. A lot of people are saying that. And so you're not going to stand out if you're saying the same exact thing. But if you're telling your story and your why and your feelings and how this affected you and your journey, guys, that's so powerful because it is so specific to you. It makes you stand out. So when we talk about deeper why, that's what we're talking about. So we say find your deeper why, really need to dig down deep, probably not something you can do in one day or one week, but start thinking about it now. You still have some time before the next cycle opens. If you're thinking about reworking your personal statement or you haven't written it yet and you're trying to figure out what to write about, think about your deeper why, ask yourself why a few times, and it might surprise you what you come up with.
Thank you so much for listening and for letting us be a part of your path to becoming a PA. It is truly such an honor to show you what's possible for your life as a PA and to take you from pre-PA to waking up every day as a PA and living the life you dream of having. We are so grateful for you and for this opportunity to be a part of your life. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss an episode and share this with someone who needs to hear this information. Keep up all your incredible work and we will catch you at the next episode.